This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. 80 countries jointly called Sunday for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's war, though some key developing nations at a Swiss conference did not join in. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is not ruling out talks with Ukraine, but guarantees will be needed to ensure the credibility of any negotiations. While U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan Sunday dismissed that peace proposal as unreasonable, saying meeting Moscow's demands would make Kyiv even more vulnerable to further aggression.
No responsible nation can say that is a reasonable basis for peace. It defies the UN Charter, it defies basic morality, it defies basic common sense.
The summit comes as Russian forces have been making modest territorial gains in eastern and northeastern Ukraine. The Israeli military says it will hold daily tactical pauses in military activity in parts of southern Gaza to allow more aid to flow into the enclave. We'll hear more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Army said Sunday the pause would begin at 0500 GMT and remain in effect until 1600 GMT. It says the pauses are to take place every day until further notice. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
German police said Sunday that they shot and wounded a man who was threatening them with an axe and a firebomb in the northern city of Hamburg, hours before it hosted a match in the Euro 2024 soccer tournament. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Pilgrims perform the last major ritual of the Hajj, the stoning of the devil, in western Saudi Arabia on Sunday as Muslims the world over celebrated the Eid al-Adha holiday. Beginning at dawn, the 1.8 million Muslims undertaking the pilgrimage this year threw stones at each of the three concrete walls symbolizing the devil in Mina Valley, which is located outside of Mecca, the holiest city in Islam. An Associated Press reporter saw many pilgrims, especially among those of the elderly, collapsing on the road to the pillars because of the burning heat. Security forces and medics were deployed to help, carrying those who fainted on gurneys out of the heat to ambulances or field hospitals. Temperatures spiked on midday, and more people required medical help. The heat reached 47 degrees centigrade in Mecca and 46 in Mina. That's according to the Saudi meteorological authorities. The western U.S. state of California is once more seeing wildfires burning. The AP's Julie Walker reports on one near the southern city of Los Angeles.
The Post fire already forced 1,200 evacuations Saturday. The U.S. Forest Service says as of Sunday morning, the blaze is now more than 10,500 acres and remains 0% contained. It's burning between Gorman, which is about 62 miles northwest of L.A., and Pyramid Lake on the west side of I-5. Evacuation orders remain in place for many in the area, with more being added. Officials say the Post fire began Saturday around 1:45 p.m. I'm Julie Walker.
Thailand is pushing ahead with its application to join BRICS, the group of developing countries that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But experts say that they are skeptical about whether it is the right move. Members want to build an alternative to the U.S. dollar and the world financial system tied to it. They have created financial initiatives such as the New Development Bank, seen as a competitor to the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. The United States T20 World Cup group match against Ireland and Florida was washed out on Friday, ensuring the co-host progress to the Super 8 knockout stage at the expense of former champions Pakistan. USA Vice Captain Aaron Jones.
I'm definitely looking forward to the challenge for sure.
India starts the Super 8 matches against Afghanistan on Thursday in Barbados. England, the defending World Cup champions, also are advancing following a must-win match over Namibia. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.